A recent email from Tom Huff struck me as a clear and succinct statement about the problem with American policy toward Iran. Tom, like my wife and myself, was a U.S. Peace Corps volunteer in Iran and follows developments in Iran closely. Here's what he wrote. I've been thinking recently that the whole U.S. premise, even among non-Trumpians, of trying to isolate and punish Iran and dump onto Iran the ills of the region is the best way to make the situation worse. Have we not learned the lessons of the Treaty of Versailles? Isolation, blame-mongering, and punitive financial payment regimes did not work out so well after punishing Germany in 1919. Pretending that containing and even diminishing Iran will yield good results is absurd. Unreality, unbalanced dealing, and ignoring 80 million people injects instability and can only end badly. Close quote. Let me unpack Tom's comments. The First World War ended with the Treaty of Versailles, in which the victors imposed reparations payments on Germany, bankrupting it. One might be tempted to cheer, but Germany was so weakened that unemployment there exceeded our own in the Great Depression of 1929 through the 30s. The damage to ordinary Germans left many prey to what they imagined as the promise of Hitler, reestablishing the honor of Germany and their place in it. Many have pinned Hitler's emergence on both the injury to Germany's workers and Germany's honor. So Tom's basic point is that punishment can go too far. In the case of Germany, spawning the downfall of its democratic Weimar Constitution, Hitler's rise to power, and his war for world conquest, which cost somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 million lives. Tom's argument, which I join, is that just penalizing or making a pariah out of Iran is a very dangerous as well as unproductive strategy. Iran does have the ability to cause trouble all over the world, especially by covert or fifth column activities. But most of the terrorist damage to us, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, etc., have been from Sunni organizations, largely funded and supported by Iran's opponents in Middle Eastern politics. Isolating and diminishing Iran would increase the threat from the violent offshoots of militant Wahhabi Islam by making Iran less of a player. Similarly, when the Bush administration took Iraq down, our actions not only damaged Iraq, but created a power vacuum in the Middle East and removed a threat to Iran, who'd fought a very nasty war with Iraq that left more than 500,000 dead and double that number of casualties. W didn't say he was fighting to give Iran more leverage, but he did. Defeating or further diminishing Iran would do that for Iran's Sunni neighbors who've supported ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We wouldn't call that our objective, but it's an obvious result. I don't agree with Tom's further suggestion that something like the Marshall Plan with aid from the U.S. would fly or even make sense of the current Middle East, but there are certainly ways to shape our relations with the countries of that part of the world in more constructive ways. In that respect, Tom is right on. Penalties can be overdone. We've overdone it by over-criminalizing drugs, with unwarranted and destructive mass incarceration of African Americans, and by channeling money for prisons that would have been more productively used for education. Tom hit the nail on the head. By overusing penalties in foreign relations, we've probably shot ourselves, not in the foot, but in more vital organs.